Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. I can't believe we are about done with this mother trucking election edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from the most famous of intersections anywhere. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. The most famous intersection in the world. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you put the / listen behind that? I tell you mother truckers all the time, I hope you listen and clean your ear holes out and commit this to memories. But if you put the / listen behind that, you're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Got it? Good. Put it in your head. And if you're too damn lazy to do that, you can go over to the iTunes, the Stitchers, the Crab Diving website. You can get all the fabulous programming right there, including the Hollywood Hick himself right here. Okay? Oh, you can also follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay. I think that's enough particular. And oh, and Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, and that's West Coast time. And if you're anywhere else other than East Coast, because that's 10, I know that. But anywhere else, it involves maths, and my brains don't want to do math, especially at this hour of day. I'm just saying is all. Okay. But like I said up at the beginning, this mother trucking election, it's almost over. I can't wait till this motherfucking shit is done. D-U-N. Done. I don't want to be done. I want it to be done. Just done. Over with. I'm sick of looking at these people. I'm sick of hearing about these people. I'm just sick of all of it. I don't want to see no more big old giant pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox on it with that damn fart puss pussing all over the place. I'm over it. Honestly, I'm sick of looking at Hillary Clinton, but if she's going to be president, hopefully be president, I'm probably going to be looking at her much more. But goodness, Lord, maybe once this is over, we can just get a break from these people. I can't stand looking at her in those big old teeth anymore right now. I just can't. It's driving me nuts. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of all of the horrible backstabbing. And just like, I don't want to, like, just quit trying to tell me how horrible somebody is. It's not anything that I needs to be worried about right now anymore. I done made up my mind. Can we just stop? Like, okay, I've been talking on here a whole lot about how this damn pumpkin head, bitch ass, Donald fucking Trump ass fool and his freaking horrible children, ugly children. Good Lord, can that man make some ugly children? I mean, the only one that's kind of pretty is that what's her name, daughter, Ivanka. But she had to have like millions of dollars worth of plastic surgery to undo the damage that his fucking genes applied to that face. I'm just saying is all. But, okay, this is the thing. I saw this the other day, and I thought it made a whole lot of sense, right? So, that comedian guy, Louis C.K., right? He's hysterical. I love him. He cracks my ass up. I like it. He gets right to the heart of things sometimes. And he was on the Conan show, right? And on that show, he pretty much broke it down in a way that just makes complete sense. He, like, was asked, like, who he was voting for or what his opinion was on the election, right? And I'm getting this off of the Independent Journal Review, IJRA, period, according to their logo, right? But says right here, it says Louis C.K. just gave his endorsement of Hillary. And it's one of the most insulting and hilarious you'll see, right? Because it is pretty freaking funny, because he basically just calls it out like what it is. But the story little goes on, says fans of comedian Louis C.K. know it's not a huge Donald Trump fan. During an appearance on Conan Tuesday night, Louis explained he's going to vote for Hillary. His explanation was hardly a ringing endorsement, though. Well, it's true, but like, he makes complete sense. This is what he said. This is one of the things he said right here. This is a quote. To me, it's really exciting to have the first mother in the White House. It's not about the first woman. It's about the first mom, a mother. She's got it. She feeds you. She teaches you. She protects you. She takes care of shit. Think about it. Moms do that. Moms are like, oh, hell no. They are like, you don't fuck with a mama bear. She will fuck your ass up. Right? That's what I'm thinking. Like, he's got a point there. He went on and said, we've had 240 years of fathers. A great father can give a kid 40% of his needs. Tops. A not even trying mother, 200% without even trying. which is the truth. Like, moms just get it. They get, like, it's just something innate in them doing it. Like, I really have no problem with a woman being president. Like, anybody who has a problem with a woman being president means that you're a fucking asshole. That's basically what that means. Because just because somebody has a pussy instead of a pecker shouldn't mean whether they should be able to do a job. If they're capable to do the job, they're capable to do the job. And that's the thing. This woman is capable to do the job. That's what nobody wants to wrap their brain. Well, not nobody. Like, a bunch of people. A bunch of people. Deplorables, if you will. Right? But this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I don't understand how anybody can think that that big old giant pumpkin head is the thing that is supposed to represent this country as the freaking commander-in-chief. And he wanted to go out. I think I saw on something we're talking about how Hillary shouldn't, like, these freaking military leaders and whatever don't want to have to deal with Hillary. How, do you honestly think they don't have to deal with your big giant pumpkin head with a bloviating freaking nonsense spilling out of your mouth with that mangy fox on your head and fucking fart puss all the time? No, you can't freaking do business worth of shit. What makes you think you're going to be freaking good at military strategy? Like, honestly, like, really, like, let me hear your military strategy. Like, I could come up with better military strategies than that freaking monkey ass bitch fucking fool. I can't. Honestly, can't do it. Can't do it. But whatever. Back to Mysteri, right? Louis C.K. went on and said some more stuff. He said, what we need, and this is true too, he says, we need a two-faced, conniving, crazy, somebody who's got a million schemes. All her shit is out there. Every email she ever wrote is in the newspapers, and she's not in jail, which is amazing. See, people can say whatever they want about that, but honestly, all her emails are out there, and she ain't in jail, okay? Okay, so just freaking move the fuck on. But that's what I'm saying about this. Oh, and the other thing he says, it's basically, this is like probably the best part of the whole thing. He says, any quarrel with somebody who votes for Trump, if that's what they feel, if they want, I don't care about that. It's basically what he's saying. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. But if you're a liberal who's not gonna vote, you're a piece of shit. And I couldn't agree any more with that. If you don't vote, especially in an election like this one, you're a horrible fucking selfish bitch ass piece of shit who should be slapped upside the face with like a fucking fish. It's just not something that you should just even think is like possible to do. Don't sit on your lazy mother trucking ass. I hate this so much. Like, anybody who doesn't vote and then they try to bitch about anything going on in the world, it is all I can do not to punch them in the throat. I'm just saying, that's just how I am. I vote in the stupidest little itsy bitsiest little elections about nonsense, because you know why? Bunch of people died so that I can be able to do that and I have my little say. Like, here goes my one little say, and then I move on with my day, right? That's what everybody else can do. But so many people are such self-entitled little bitch ass cunts that can't go out there and bother to go freaking to a polling place and vote on something as important as president of the freaking most powerful country in the world, and you think they're gonna like be lazy ass bitch fucks who are gonna sit there and just not do and let this man become president. Honestly, if Donald Trump becomes president, do you know how embarrassing that is going to be around the world? They're going to be like, oh my God, America has really fucking screwed the pooch this fucking time. I'm just saying this out. Honestly, I have to quit talking about this because I will go into further black outrage, because I can't believe it is even a possibility that this big old giant pumpkin head with a mangy fox and a fart puss is going to be freaking possible president. I just can't wrap my brain around how anybody could think that after listening to the shit coming out of his mouth. I just don't understand. Plus, the dude can't take criticism. He can't take criticism. If you can't take criticism, like, what do we like more than to hate on the president? Anytime we don't like what's going on, be like, fuck that guy. Or like, hopefully we're going to be saying, fuck that lady. But I'm just saying, like, we want to blame it on the president. You blame anything on him, he gets so freaking butthurt. All he wants to do is take everybody out. He's like, oh, you called me out on my bullshit, then I'm going to freaking make your life miserable for the next 50 years because I'm such a freaking butthurt, whip bitch ass little punk fool who thinks that this is the way you're supposed to go about shit. Fuck him. Fuck him with a red hot fucking poker. That's what I say about that. I just can't. Just mother trucking can't, right? All right, let's move on to something else. Let's go over here. We can change our story. Oh, this, whatever. I said I was not going to get upset any further, but this kind of pisses me off. this really kind of annoys the shit out of me. And I hate how it just illustrates how horrible some people are. Just some people just are so fucking horrible. Like, I don't understand why we can't just live and let live. Can't, like, just watch a fabulous performance and let it be a fabulous performance and move on with your life. No, you got to make it into something that it's not. All kind of other stuff. You're jealous because you got showed up by some people you shunned. That's basically what this is. But if you go, didn't know, just a day or so ago, the Country Music Awards were on television, right? They were on Wednesday night up against that Cubs game where I guess the Cubs won the World Series or something. I don't know. I don't pay attention to baseball because I was traumatized by it as a child. That's why I have fake teeth in the front because I got my tooth knocked out playing Little League baseball. And ever since then, I just can't. It's horrible. Plus, it's boring as fuck. Horrible, boring. I don't understand what people like about it. All it is like scratch, spit, throw, maybe hit. I don't know. Redo, recycle, restart, whatever the fuck it is. No, boring, 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 boring. But if baseball's your thing, go for it. I'm just saying, don't ask the Hollywood hick to come to a baseball game with you because I will deny your ass. And it ain't nothing personal. It's just I don't like fucking baseball. But go Cubs, whatever. Oh, there was a dude who got knocked the fuck out after the Cubs game. I might find that story if we have time later, but I got more pressing issues to talk about right now on his Hollywood Hick program right here on the Crab Diving Network, right? But, so, the Country Music Awards happened. They apparently had invited Beyonce to come because she's got that sort of country-ish song, Daddy Issues, that's on her Lemonade album, which, and honestly, now this is the thing, too. I will preface this whole thing with, I'm kind of a little bit over Beyonce at the moment, but right now I'm on a sister's side because this is bullshit. But, so, the Dixie Chicks also have been performing that song while they've been out on tour for the last year or so, right? I actually saw them do it at the Hollywood Bowl just a few weeks ago, and it was tits. That was one of the best shows I have seen in a long time. Dixie Chicks killed it. Killed it, killed it, killed it, killed it, killed it. I'm just saying it's all, right? Well, now, cut to Beyonce is going to be on the Country Music Awards because, you know, they want to like use, like, of course, if you're going to have an award show, you want Beyonce on there because everybody loves some Beyonce. We thought everybody loves some Beyonce, but apparently that ain't that true. But so they asked Beyonce. So then she said, well, I'll do it if I can invite the Dixie Chicks, who have not performed on that stage in like 13 years, ever since people went fucking crazy because they said a comment, something to the effect of, actually, Natalie, the main singer, said it, that they're embarrassed that they're from the same state as George W. Bush when he was the president. And everybody went freaking crazy, started sending them death threats, all kind of crazy nonsense, which I think is hysterical. It's like she can't say that she's kind of embarrassed that he's her president because she doesn't agree with his views. But it's perfectly fine to send death threats to somebody in the mail and to do all kind of crazy nonsense and to force them, like, try to, like, force these people into retirement just because they don't have the same view as you when they are making the tits best country music that was out at the moment. They still are freaking owning it. I hope they make a new album soon because I fucking love the Dixie Chicks. But over here, according to the TMZ, you know, that's where I get most of my news because why not just cut straight to the source because they usually get it right. It says here, Beyonce, Dixie Chicks, scrub from CMA website, social media after racist fans comment. So fans apparently got on there, country music fans, and were just a mess. But it says here, right, this is the day after the Country Music Awards had gone on, and it says right here on the TMZ, the folks at the Country Music Awards don't have the stomach for four strong women, one of whom is black, because they have scrubbed all references and images of Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks from their website, right? That's what they did. The performance of Beyonce's hit Daddy Lessons with the Dixie Chicks was by all rights the highlight of the show. It was fucking tits awesome. It was super good. Like, it's one of the best award show performances I've seen in a really, really long time. And that's just how that is, right? It goes on and says, Thursday morning, Bey and the Chicks had a prominent presence on CMAWorld.com, but check it out now. It's gone completely. Sources directly connected with the CMAs tell TMZ the honchos folded to fans who posted racist and other harsh comments. The TMZ folks were told the honchos were especially concerned about the reaction to Beyonce's support and the support of the Dixie Chicks for the Black Lives Matter movement. Some of the comments included, that's right, folks. this is where I just can't. Like, this is like, why do people just insist on being horrible? Why don't you just think it and don't write it down? You want me to tell you why? Because it's the anonymity of the interweb. interwebs makes people think that they can just go out and say whatever the hell they want because nobody's going to come back on them. They don't have any accountability for it. It's not like anybody can look them in the face when they're behind their little computer all secret, like trying going in there, like making horrible, awful, racist comments and things because nobody's going to look them in the face and be like, what? Smack. That's what they really need. Just smack right across the kisser. I'm just saying it's out. But one of the comments was, that's right, folks. Beyonce performed at the CMAs last night and is on a mission to take country music away from us. Hard working white people. And Beyonce, overrated, racist, word I ain't allowed to say, especially with this accent, bitch. What makes you think that that's like, honestly, it was a great performance. There was some out in the audience though that didn't like it. I could tell because they flash on Kenny Chesney's face, who I kind of like Kenny Chesney, but I'm very disappointed. But he just sat there looking stoned like he was pissed. Like he was pissed the whole time. And we'll get to that in a second, too, after this. But apparently this thing goes on and says, the comments went on. Another one said, at Beyonce, the cop hater, no thanks. What place does at Beyonce, who vilifies police officers who keep us safe, have to do with CMA Awards 50? Because she has a song that's got a country beat to it and it's fucking tits ass. And she probably brought a lot of attention to your award show that was going up against the like last game of the World Series. And everybody was like talking about it and wanted to watch that. And maybe she could get some people to come over there and view this program, which apparently is what happened. So how about y'all just freaking take it for what it is? But no, y'all can't do that because people are so fucking stupid and self-entitled and just backwards ass. I can't wrap my brain around it. Why we can't just live and let live is beyond a Hicks wreck, any kind of way of understanding anything in any way, shape, form, or fashion, right? Apparently this thing goes on and says, in addition to its website, the CMAs have scrubbed the women from all social media platforms. They did not delete the women from Snapchat, though. They only deleted the ladies from CMA accounts where users can place comments, right? Then we're told the CMA people just want this to go away and feel it was probably a mistake to invite the four women in the first place. Well, after all this started getting reported over here on the TMZ, apparently the CMA people started going like, uh-oh. The CMAs have started repopulating in social media with images of Beyonce and the Dixie Chicks. This happened yesterday afternoon after the TMZ people started reporting on it. Apparently, even the Dixie Chicks, who rarely say anything in the media these days, are reacting to the controversy on the Twitter. I like their Twitter. It says, if we turn this up really loud, together we can drown out hate. That's the Dixie Chick, with a link to the song with the Daddy Lessons featuring the Dixie Chicks on the tweet as well. So, yes. Then it says, here too, that those reposted images of Bey on Instagram and Twitter are already getting blasted with comments, some racist and some in support of Beyonce. We'll just say this, the Bey Hive has done been woke. So now all these people got, I mean, this thing now is full of bees, bee emojis and lemon emojis all over the place. It just don't make no damn sense. It don't make no damn sense. Like, why do people think that that's their like civic duty or something to go freaking comment on this kind of shit and go put out horrible, awful things? Think whatever you want. Just don't write it down, because you know what? You're a horrible, awful person, and really just stew in your own personal horrible awfulness. Just do that and just save the rest of us all the trouble. But that's what's happening. But then what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to refer to something, and then I thought of it when I looked down here, and now I can't remember. Oh, yes. It was over on the Blind Gossip site. Let's go back over there. Apparently, it says over here on the Blind Gossip site that there is one individual who was, according to their headline, not bowing down to Bey. I don't think she's asking anybody to bow down to her. Just appreciate that she freaking went up there and killed it and move on with your day. But says, on the Country Music Awards last night, Beyonce performed with the Dixie Chicks. Not everyone was happy about it. While the fans' opinions of Beyonce's presence and performance was mixed, we found out that one of the biggest country music stars in the world was genuinely upset by her presence. Says here, quoting from whatever their source is, he didn't know she was going to perform until he got there. He said, what the hell is she doing invading our show? He was really annoyed. He said, this isn't cool. Can't we just have just one freaking night? I don't think he was being racist. I think it was more that country artists are always given the short shrift when it comes to other award shows, and this is the one night of the year when it's about the people whose livelihoods depend on country music. That does not include Beyonce. honestly, she had a country song. It's tits. She did it with the Dixie Chicks. They killed it. What's there to be upset about? Just move on. You know what makes it a big old issue? When all y'all make it a big old issue. You could have just let it be a great performance and moved on with your day. But you know what you did? You freaking made it all into a thing. And now all they're talking about is Beyonce instead of all the rest of the people who won Country Music Awards. I'm just saying. Also, I think this is Kenny Chesney. That is who I think this is. Because when they showed a picture of him out in the audience, he looked straight up pissed. He looked straight. He wasn't smiling. Everybody else was clapping, going along. It was a tense performance. I don't care. I don't care. Just because the Dixie Chicks have a different viewpoint than you, it does not discount the music. And this award show should be about the music and not the fact that they think that you're a fucking mouth-breathing moron. That's how that works. It's an award show for the music, not for who, the freaking political views of the people making the music. It's not for all of you people to get all butthurt over the dumbest shit in the history of the world. Just stop. Just stop. All y'all. S-T-O-P. Stop, 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 stop. And I've done talked a lot. I'm going to talk about this because the inner hell no and rage is coming up inside because I just don't understand why people are so awful everywhere. That's what I got to say. Oh, and the one thing they did do right on the Country Music Awards was give the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award to who? The greatest human to ever live, Miss Dolly Parton, which was awesome. Except for Reba McEntire fucked up. She started to sing 9 to 5, and what did she do? Forget the words right off the bat because Dolly's beautiful presence was too much for her, and she couldn't remember what to say. Or sing, whatever, however you want to look at that. But, oh, and the best thing was, like, when Dolly Parton get up there and accept her award, this is how you know she's the cutest thing ever. She's like, I would have cried, but I didn't want to mess up my eyelashes. That is what you call freaking adorable. But they did rush her off the stage because they're like, we're behind. You can't talk too much, Dolly. I'm like, I'm the one person you should allow to talk. All she wants is, one, the one getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at your 50th anniversary show. And two, it's Dolly Parton. She's the greatest human to ever live. You let her talk as long as she wants to talk, and then you figure out how to suck up time somewhere else because you should let Dolly talk, period. Moving on. I love her so much. Okay, what else? Oh. We got to go over here and do a click or two on something. Because where is the TMZ people? Because, oh my God, if y'all haven't noticed, Mariah Carey might have broke up with that ugly Australian boyfriend of hers, that super rich dude, because he is ugh. I don't care. Like, the good thing that dude has a shit ton of money. I'm just saying it's all because he is straight up bug, but he lands the freaking poontang on account of he's got like billions of dollars. So that is proof right there that billions of dollars can get you some seriously, seriously like foxy ladies if you got the dollars to support it. But I gotta find out here. So what am I gonna do? Stall. But what I say, so basically, while I'm looking for this, I will tell you the parts I already know. Mariah Carey was supposed to be getting married to this dude, right? Packer, James Packer, that's his name. And so this James Packer fella, he's like got all this money and everything, right? He was trying to get up on there because apparently Mariah won't put out too until she gets married. She wants us to think, let me just go that route, she wants us to think that she's some like virginal and pure shit, but apparently she won't put out until she's like married to somebody. And so because of that, he was like trying to rush this marriage along. But then that Nick Cannon fella that she was married to, right, he was like, I ain't giving you no divorce, no D-I-V-O-R-C-E, as the great Tammy Wynette sang, until you pay a brother up because you got bazillions of dollars and I need a few of them in my pocket because that's just how this freaking shit works, right? But apparently she got dumped. And I think that's why she is so upset, because this James Packer fella finally was like, you know what, your Diva antics are more than even just more than I can take. It's just more than I can take. But there's a lot of stories on TMZ about this. I was trying to get back to the beginning, but apparently he got fed up and was done. Like, she's been trying to spin it, but I just think that he's just getting like thrown under the bus left and right because she's trying to preserve some sort of image where she's some sort of diva thing, whatever. And honestly, if you even look at it and think about it, she needs a freaking, she's trying to get $50 million out of him. Here, let's just go to that part. Basically, they broke the fuck up, right? He's like, I am broke the fuck up with you. I can't handle your shit no more. She's trying to blame it on some friend in Scientology. And this is one of the few times where I'm like, I don't think Scientology got anything to do with this, because I love blaming Scientology. I can't wait for this Leah Remini documentary series coming on the A&E where she like goes in like spilling the beans on the Scientology people, because you know once that shit starts happening at the end of the month, we will be discussing some of that possibly right here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. okay, but like this is the thing, it's like, one, girl, you ain't married, you got a 35 carat ring on your finger that he told you could keep, and she is like, I was gonna have $50 million in the prenup if we got divorced, but since we didn't get married, I still want that $50 million. Like, what kind of, who thinks that? Nope, he freaking nipped it in the bud. He was like, oh, this woman is not gonna take me to the cleaners like this. And from what I also heard too was the reason she wants this $50 million from him is because that's what she had to pay out Nick Cannon to get him to divorce her ass, and then so she can marry this fella. And then by the time that happened, he figured out that she was cuckoo mother trucking bananas, and he didn't want nothing to do with her, right? So this is where she's like, she wants $50 million. This is off of the TMZ, right? She privately made a demand to James Packer that he needs to pay her $50 million or else. Sources connected to the now warring couple, I love how they word some of this shit, warring ex-couple, tell TMZ, Mariah believes James has cost her tens of millions of dollars, and here's why. She claims he got her to move from New York to L.A., uprooting her entire life so he could be near his kids. She claims the incident on the yacht in Greece, yeah, apparently he went nuts on her assistant or something in Greece. Honestly, the assistant probably needed to get put in her place. He probably just yelled. Doesn't sound like he smacked anybody. But apparently has traumatized Mariah so much she had to cancel her South American leg of her tour. Let me tell you why I think she probably had to cancel that leg of that tour. She ain't been taking care of her voice. She just thought it was some gift from the heavens and that she didn't have to do the work that goes in there like Barbra Streisand has, or like any of these other people who have been able to hold on to their voice for a long time. Because if you listen to Mariah sing live now, it ain't that great. She can't hit those high notes anymore. She doesn't sound good. She's always like fucking up. Her voice is not what it used to be, because you know why? She didn't take care of it. She thinks sleeping in a room full of humidifiers is going to do the work when she needs to be training her voice and keep training her voice, because that's the only way you can maintain that sort of shit. Listen to this Hollywood Hick voice. This is somebody who has not maintained their voice. All it does is holler and scream and cause trouble, and then you end up with this raspy ass crazy voice that everybody recognizes and always gives you away. I'm just saying is all. But apparently he made various financial promises to her as well, but she's like wanting $50 million. But apparently I'm not very good at this, y'all. I'm like all a mess. Oh yeah, see, here it is. Here's the one I was looking for. See, it says here on the TMZ, because you know they got all the dirt, Mariah Carey, James Packer deep in settlement negotiations because she blames ex-Scientology honcho for the breakup, right? I don't believe that part. You know, that friend of his probably got in his ear was like, this woman is straight up cuckoo bananas crazy, dude. You don't need to be doing this. You need to get rid of her quick, like right now, right? Well, says here, Mariah Carey was ordered out of the house she was sharing with billionaire James Packer, but she was staying put and demanding that he buy her an L.A. mansion as part of a settlement in what has become a nasty breakup, so say sources connected to Mariah. Like the thing, you wasn't married, girl, and you got more money than you know what to do with yourself. So why do you think this man owes you anything? I don't like this attitude. I don't like this entitled bullshit. Like, no, I was going to get married to you, and I was supposed to have all of this, so now you got to pay me out. No, that could happen after you get married if there ain't no prenup in place. But before you get married, if somebody's like, uh-oh, I'm about to get freaking played, and so I'm going to quit. I'm going to just cut my losses and get the fuck out of Dodge while I can. Mother trucking, but goes on and says, Mariah sources say she doesn't blame the breakup on James. She blames it on famed former Scientology bigwig Tommy Davis, who worked closely with Tom Cruise until Davis broke from the organization. Mariah believes Davis has had an extreme influence on Packer, whom they say has not been himself since Davis got in his ear. I think the reason she don't think he's been himself is because he's like, the light came on. He saw the light of the clear blue morning when that light bulb came over his head. He was like, I think I'm just about to do something I shouldn't be doing. I should go probably get me somebody who is a little less self-entitled and cray cray. I'm just saying. But goes on and says, Mariah's sources believe Davis poisoned the relationship, complaining to Packer he was spending an exorbitant amount on lavish gifts for her. He was. Money don't grow on trees. I don't care if you got billions of dollars. I would be like, no, You are not getting no $50 million. Forget you, woman. Just keep on stepping, because you know what we didn't get? A married. Okay? Okay. I don't care what you thought you was going to get, but let me tell you what you ain't going to get. And that's $50 million. Okay? Okay. Goes on and says, other sources tell us Packer bought Davis partially to help curb wasteful spending, which was probably Mariah Carey herself, to get rid of her, and then it's probably all back to normal. And he immediately ID'd gifts to Mariah as prime examples. By the way, Davis played a similar senior role as chief of staff for Tom Barrack's private equity firm, Colonial Capital. I don't know what the fuck that means. This situation became a very contentious thing between Davis and Mariah's manager, Stella. One source pointed out that Mariah has a multi-million dollar home in New York. I just saw it in and went, North Carolina, that shame of a state. I don't even know why I said that. Goes on and said, as we reported, Mariah has said peace out after an alleged incident on a yacht in Greece between James and her assistant. Our sources say when she returned, she was ordered out of the Beverly Hills home, but she refused. TMZ broke the story. Mariah is demanding $50 million from Packer, partly because she uprooted her family to be with him in L.A., and partly because the breakup left her so distraught she had to cancel a leg of her tour. Oh, I'm so distraught. I'm so self-entitled. I'm so important, and I'm going to use this as a reason because my voice has not been maintained over the years and I really can't sing anymore. So we'll just have to just cancel these tours here because I don't want to embarrass myself further. That's how I fucking think about it. But apparently that's what's going down. But I also get the distinct impression that Mariah Carey and her people are mother trucking, we're gonna spend this any way we can so that this ugly James Packer, because he is ugly. That is one that he is straight up bug. He got a Neanderthal sort of forehead. He don't even have a forehead. He has a 2.5 head and just squinty eyes and stuff. I don't know. Maybe he can lay it. Well, I don't know. Mariah wouldn't even know if he can lay it down in bed because she wouldn't put out, apparently. I would have been like, bye, Felicia. I ain't marrying nothing I can't test drive first. Hail to the no. If you get in there and end up being some freaking pillow queen and you know she's a pillow queen, just lay there expecting somebody else to do all of the work. You end up married to a pillow queen, then you got a $50 million pillow queen. And don't nobody want that. A pillow queen ain't even worth 50 cents, as far as I'm concerned. You better participate in the bedroom. Okay, people, that is words to live by from the Hollywood hick right here. When it comes to sexy times, don't just be a pillow queen and lay there all just making somebody else do the work. You better participate if you want to hold on to what you got. Even if you ain't in the mood for it, just act like it. If you do it right, it shouldn't take but a few minutes anyway. Just saying is all. But this whole Mariah Carey thing is cracking my ass up. Ooh, I think they had a thing on the Blind Gossip, too, about this. Let me see if I can find that real quick, too. Because I love how the Blind Gossip just basically breaks this shit down. And they let you know, these people are nuts. But there was one on here about here, Beauty Seeks Billionaire. Oh, that was this. They were thinking, somebody is now James Packer is, got free now. So apparently, this one over here is basically saying, this very beautiful and famous woman, this is off of the Blind Gossip, in case you didn't catch that. This very beautiful and famous woman has been married more than once and has coupled up with several male celebrities, including a couple of musicians favored by the over 40 crowd. She's currently single and does not want to stay that way. Mariah, you better, if you want to hold on to this, you better hurry up and get some, because it looks like somebody is swooping in on your man. But also goes on, she has decided that her next man does not need to be talented or handsome or smart. He just needs to be rich. Although she is very wealthy compared to the average person, she loves living a distinctly uptown lifestyle. There's a clue right there if you ain't figured out who this is yet. She wants someone who can give it all to her. Multiple mansions, yachts, a private jet, luxury travel, huge parties. As soon as she heard that this billionaire was single again, she immediately started asking about him and how she could arrange to meet him. She is a bit old for him, but you never know. She still looks good, and he does love dating famous women. And if you didn't get Christie Brinkley out of that, then you've got something wrong with you, and you need to pay attention to the Hollywood heck more, because that's exactly who that is. But I thought there was another thing in here about this. Let's look at one more page, and if not, we'll just let this shit go and move on, because we got a couple of things that we still need to talk about here on the Hollywood Hick program. Oh, maybe this was it. His response to her money demands. I think this is it. Okay, basically, yeah, I think this is, you know, this is all about Mariah Carey, right? Says his response to her money demands over here on the Blind Gossip. When married couples break up, one of them might pay alimony to the other. When engaged couples break up, there is no alimony, but they may occasionally negotiate the return of the ring or split up any property that they purchased together. This wealthy man recently broke up with his singing fiance, Mariah Carey. Who else would it be? He let her keep the ring, of course, because she would have bitched and screamed and hollered anyway. And he's got more money than God. He's adamant about not giving her anything else. I don't blame his ass. Why not? Because his last girlfriend tried to pull the same shenanigans. See, that's the thing. Like, when you got all that money, people just want to, like, take. But it says here, when the singer demanded money to go away, he told her to go fuck herself. Good for you, James. Good work. She got plenty out of him during the relationship, and he's not giving her more. The model he dated before tried to do the same thing. He told her to go fuck herself, too. Good. I'm glad he did that shit. Because you know what? That's bullshit. You ain't married. You're not really owed anything. That means you fucked up, and now he don't want to marry you no more. Okay? Either you fucked up or he fucked up, but something in the situation is fucked up, and now you ain't getting married no more, and that's just how that works. So, done and done. All right, let's move on to something else, because good Lord, I can't talk about Mariah Carey this long, because honestly, her music just ain't what it used to be. And honestly, her first album was her best one anyway. Like, she was always one of those I found somewhat overrated, but that was just my opinion. And there's certain individuals that I like a lot that other people find overrated, so I just have to go with it. But I'm just saying that's on my list of overrateds, because sometimes I'm like, oh, that voice is thin, it's this and that. Just because you can squeeze doesn't mean, whatever, I can't. And the diva antics, but I do want to see her reality television program coming on the E! Channel on account of, you know, it's going to be a shit mess. And I love nothing more than watching a shit mess and making me feel better about myself, because you might have more money than God, but you're also a blooming mess. And when you push that up button, there's probably going to be a trap door opening up, and you're just going to go somewhere where you wasn't expecting. Just saying is all. But let's go back over here. Where did this story go? I had a story. Here we go. Okay. Time to do a little bit of updating on a couple of stories that I ain't talked about in a while, that I was all hell-bent on talking about nonstop there for a while here on the Hollywood Hick program, right? Because, you know, there ain't no love lost here for Mr. Bill, grossest person in the history of the world, bitch-ass Cosby, and this freaking downfall he's on. This spiral, like, his spiral is spiraling out of control, mother truckers, completely, 100% out of control, right? Well, the latest on here, so let's just do a little quick update here on what's happening for this trial for Mr. Bill, grossest person ever, bitch ass, bitch Cosby, right? Says here on the page 6, Bill Cosby's attorney goes after DA for breaking promise. This shit drives me nuts. You had a verbal agreement that can't nobody say whether happened or not, because y'all just did it amongst yourselves and you thought it was all good and did your handshake. Well, you didn't do it right. You just talked about it, even if it happened at all, because I don't 100% believe you. I think that you thought that you was just going to get off scot-free because of who you were, and now this shit's coming back to bite you in the ass, because we don't live in a time where people are going to put up with that shit quite as easily as they used to, although we still put up with it more than we should, right? Well, says here, Bill Cosby may have admitted to sexually assaulting a woman in his suburban Philadelphia home, but he's not going to let a prosecutor break a promise not to charge him criminally over that sworn statement. I want somebody to prove to me that that shit happened, because I still don't think it did. I just think that people now on the flip side are like, this is what we want you to think it happened, because no. Well, this is a quote from his defense attorney, Brian McMonagle. Ugh. I guess that's a hard to say. McMongrel, that's what I should call him, says here, when you make a promise as a law enforcement officer and then take that promise back, that strikes at the heart of due process. That's what he bellowed in a Pennsylvania courtroom on Tuesday, right? The lawyer was arguing that incriminating admissions Cosby made in a deposition for the civil case brought by former Temple University employee Andrea Constance should not be allowed at his criminal trial. The 79-year-old comic is accused of sexually assaulting Constance in 2004 when she dropped by his home to discuss her career prospects, right? That's when he freaking drugged and raped her, which is his M.O., which is disgusting, which makes him the worst, most deplorable human ever to walk this planet, as far as I'm concerned, when you're over there drugging people for some kind of power trip and then sexually assaulting them, sucking on their toes, whatever the hell gross shit you were doing. Gross, 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 right? Well, keeps on saying, McMongrel, that's what I'm calling him. I don't care. Or maybe it's a her. What is it? Oh, Brian McMongrel. right? Said Cosby only agreed to answer questions in Constance's civil case because former Montgomery County DA Bruce Castor pledged not to bring criminal charges against him. Well, guess who ain't DA no more? So guess whose promises don't get to hold no more? The one from before who was making some shady deals on the side, because you know, when you know that he was fucking doing this shit, you should have done something about it and you just didn't. Says here though, but Castor's replacement, Kevin Steele, filed criminal charges against Cosby last year and now wants the entertainer's deposition testimony in evidence in the sexual assault trial, which it should be, because he straight up says in there that he did it. It's like freaking Donald Trump saying, like, what are you talking about? I grabbed your pussy. I don't grab your pussy, even though I just told you I like to sneak up on women and grab their pussy. I don't think, like, they, how can you say I grab pussy after I just told you I grab pussy? That's the same thing here. How can you say I don't sexually assault people after I told you I sexually assault people with pills? Benadryl. Fuck you, your Benadryl. You didn't give nobody no damn Benadryl, you bitch ass. Moving on. Says here for quote, says, I'm not going to allow Bruce Castor to get away with making a promise that they relied upon when he sat for the deposition. Prosecutor Stuart Ryan argued that Castor's past comments are not binding. You get in there, Ryan. You go in there, smack a bitch up. Smack him, smack him, smack him, smack him. Right? Well, goes on, he says, this supposed agreement, thank you, Ryan, for putting this in context. This supposed agreement has was never mentioned by attorneys for Cosby on the record during the deposition or beforehand. So no record means it didn't happen. I submit that were there actually an agreement, we would have heard testimony about it. Then the exasperated judge, Stephen O'Neill, was skeptical of Cosby's due process claims. You go, Stephen, you go. And spent over an hour going through the defense's motion line by line, asking his lawyer, Angela Agrusa, to source every statement that could be considered a fact, quote unquote fact, right? Well, during the embarrassing court spectacle, I love how this is turning. Cosby leaned back in his chair and briefly closed his eyes, which they say he's going blind. I don't even know why I needed to close his eyes. Couldn't see nothing anyway. That was another excuse they got going out there. How can you charge somebody when he can't now look at the people and tell you who they are because he's going blind? You know what? Too bad. Because you know what? You should have thought about that maybe when he was out there drugging and raping all these women over the years. I'm just saying. Like, maybe this might end up biting you in the ass. And it might be when you're old and going blind, but you know what? It doesn't mean you didn't do it, and it doesn't mean you don't got to answer for the shit you did. Just saying. Goes on, says, during the embarrassing court spectacle, Cosby, blah, 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 we just read that, O'Neill also slashed whole sections of the motion, rearranging sections, and asking prosecutors to agree or object to certain statements. You're going to work on the motion, or you're going to give me proof, he told Agrusa. This is from Judge Stephen O'Neill. Your opening statement in the next paragraph is not fact. That's your position. Ooh, bitch slap. Slap. What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap. Goes on, the hearing, which will determine what evidence will be admissible in prosecuting the scandal-scarred comic, will continue Wednesday. Arguments will center around four legal issues, including whether the other women who have accused Cosby of sexual assault should be allowed to testify. Yes, they should, because it shows a pattern. Yes, they should. So, Stephen, you just get up in there and say, yes, the ladies are going to testify. Fuck you, people. Bye-bye. Bye, Felicia. Just bye, Felicia. That's all you got to do. Closes here with prosecutors said they could have as many as 13 women testify about Cosby's prior bad acts from a pool of about 60 who have accused him of sexual misconduct over the years. 60. 6-0, y'all. 6-0 people got drugged and or raped by this dude. And those are the only ones that we are aware of. I'm just saying it's all crazy, right? Crazy. All right. Killing me. All right. Another story over here. I'm leaving that because, you know, my blackout rage is going to just take over. I can't talk about that anymore. It's the most horriblest person ever. Him and that Jared, the freaking Subway dude. Horrible people, right? Well, update on another situation I couldn't get enough of a while back. Remember that gross ass Josh Duggar went up on the Ashley Madison, was having sexy times all over with hookers and stuff while his poor little insufferable wife, that's what I was about to call her, which I'm going to, actually that's a freaking slip and we're just going to leave it. His insufferable wife, Anna Duggar, right? But apparently, according to the Daily Mail people, quick update on those fuckers, says, will Anna Duggar dump disgraced husband Josh? Reality star now considering divorce as new friends urge her to leave him 1 year after molestation scandal. Remember, because he touched his sisters, diddled them, then his parents, those awful, hateful Duger people, Jim Bob and what's her name, Michelle, with those horrible bangs. Good Lord, those bangs are criminal enough. Throw her in jail for those bangs. I'm just saying. But says here, she vowed her support for her cheating husband, Josh Duger, back in August as she spoke of their relationship during the season 2 premiere of the TLC series, that Counting On series. But in In Touch, she has now reported that Anna Duger, 28, has suddenly had enough and plans to file divorce papers against the disgraced TV personality. She will see a lawyer in the next few weeks to have divorce papers drawn up so she can get rid of herself of Josh. The move would be a huge change of heart for devout Christian, who has stuck by him through the shocking detail. I'm telling you, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's so just smarmy and gross. He's got those close-set eyes. And you know what close-set eyes means? Psycho killer tendencies. I'm just saying. He's just so gross. Goes on. The Dugers are known for their strict values, insisting on courtship for their children, with rules forbidding them to kiss, hold hands, or even be alone with the significant others until after marriage. You got to test drive that shit, people. You have to test drive that shit. I'm telling you, you can't, like, if they don't know how to throw it down, then you are stuck with it forever, supposedly, right? No, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure they can throw down and do this and not be some sort of freaking pillow queen. Pillow queens, they come in all varieties, men, women, both. I'm just saying, just no. Pillow queens coming. All right. They just lay there and expect you to do all the work, slap them across the face, get dressed, and go home. Okay. Apparently, she admitted during a confessional for Count On she had clung to her faith because, "I know if I went off of what I was feeling, I would turn a mess into a disaster." The final straw for Anna, who supported Josh through the molestation and cheating scandals, porn addiction, and a stint in religious rehab, was reportedly when new friends reached out to her to express concern over her position in the Pius family. They thought that Anna, who had discussed her dedication to Josh on the family's new series, Counting On, was being used as a puppet and a tool with which to try and improve the son's image. I believe it. You know they did. They were trying to get him back into good graces, and that ain't a happening. They were horrified that she'd been persuaded to talk on camera about Josh, and then when wheeled out with the children, looking like everything was fine. Like, that's some straight-up bullshit. I'm glad these people are maybe getting through to this girl, because you just kick his ass to the curb. He's so gross. Go find you somebody who ain't that gross. The new friends must have made a huge impression on Anna, who had previously been unwavering in her support of the Grace husband. Hearing those outside views changed Anna incredibly, sources shared, adding that she agrees and feels angry that Josh has treated her so appallingly for so long. And the insiders also believe that now would be an opportunistic time for Anna to make a move, as the family is distracted by a lawsuit against Josh for using photographs of Matthew McCarthy in his secret dating profile. That's right. He's getting sued by the dude whose pictures he used as fake pictures up on all his profiles so he could go out there and get hookers. So, ain't looking up for this dude. It really ain't looking up for this dude. Josh had used the DJ and photographer's pictures with his own profile on multiple dating sites, including OkCupid and cheating website Ashley Madison. He's now suing Josh. Good for you. Because that dude is actually kind of cute. Josh is kind of gross. And that's some bullshit. Because then that's also bullshit. Do not be putting fake pictures up so that when you show up to something like that, you are straight up fug. And people are like, whoa, what happened? Slam the door in your face. Sources suggest the lawsuit could reveal even more unpleasant secrets about the Duger family, reasoning that as such, Anna has never been in a better position to divorce Josh than now. Should she feel so inclined, sources said that Anna could form leverage against the powerful family with the deposition of Josh's suit, since she could potentially reveal secrets that could destroy the whole family. Do it, girl. Do it. Do it. Do it. Come on. Do it. Do it. Says on Jim, Bob, and Michelle, awful, horrible people, just awful, horrible people, really, like, honestly, gross, have allegedly already advised the entire family that any one of them could be called to the deposition and asked about Josh's adulterous past and molestation of the sisters. So this shit just goes on. Well, this story goes on way too long. Basically, girl's about to kick him to the curb, right? Good. Hopefully, kick him to the curb. Get rid. Do yourself a mother trucking favor, sister. Buy Felicia his ass and go find somebody who is not going to be a gross, smarmy, frickin' do as I say, not as I do, put people down and tell people that they're awful, horrible people because they are just going out trying to love somebody who just might be of the same sex or something like that, while he is out like cheating on his wife with hookers and Ashley Madison and using fake pictures on profiles and deceiving. So yeah, there's that. Moving on, because now the black outrage is coming up inside yet again. But let's go see what. Ooh, Lord have mercy on us all. I am almost out of time here on the Hollywood Heck program today, right? What was I going to look at? Oh, there was a story over here on the smoking gun, because, you know, I got to always leave y'all with a reason to feel better about yourself, right? But I was clicking over here on the smoking gun earlier today, and I was like, ooh, Lord have mercy. That looks like a good story. But if I could find my fucking smoking gun link, we would already be there, but I can't. Here it go. Whooshoo. You would think I would have this shit prepped, but you know what? I'm a busy person. I have to go to this place every day. I just got asked to take over more. Like, I'm going to be managing more people. Ugh, I just get more and more responsibilities thrown at me, what I get for being so freaking good. But over here on the smoking gun, I'll just pat myself on the back there for a second, because if who I ain't going to do it, who the fuck is? But over here on the smoking gun, make you feel better about yourself right now, says here with a headline, drunk, naked guy searching for sex partner instead ends up behind bars, right? Well, says, meet Joshua Ivy, 27-year-old Tennessee man, surprised this ain't Florida, nude and carrying an unopened can of Coors Light, was arrested early Friday after residents of a Florida beach community called 911 to report a naked white male banging on their windows and doors. When police arrived at a condominium complex in Santa Rosa Beach, they discovered Ivy was completely naked and appeared extremely intoxicated. Ivy, whose speech was slurred, could not recall how much booze he had consumed, but where he couldn't tell where how much he consumed, where he was staying, or how he had gotten to the Grand Isle condominiums. But he did have an explanation for why he was pounding on doors. Ivy, a police report notes, said that he was searching for someone to have sexual intercourse with. Ivy's 3:30 a.m. quest, however, ended only with his arrest for disorderly intoxication. He spent about 5 hours in custody before posting a $1,000 bond on the misdemeanor charge. Police found Ivy's clothing in the condo parking lot. So fool walked over there, drunker and Cootie Brown, decided, it's about time I get me some sexy times, and figured the best way to go about this would be to strip off all his clothes naked, twix a couple of cars, and then go start pounding on windows until somebody says, hey, random drunk dude, sure, come over here and play. Wow, me. That's what I've been looking forward to. Good Lord have mercy. All right, so just be glad you ain't no Joshua Ivy. I'm just saying is all. We got a couple of minutes left, because I got to tell y'all this, because this made me laugh so freaking hard, because apparently this happened, and it happened over in Tokyo, right? But over on the Gizmodo website, says here, fart blamed for causing a fire during surgery at a Tokyo hospital. This is a straight up for real story, y'all. Says this surgery sounds like a total nightmare. According to a new Tokyo Medical University Hospital report, a patient's fart during surgery apparently caused a fire that led to serious burns on her body. Yeah, the fart fire incident originally occurred all the way back in April, but a report was just released on October 28th, blah, 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 blah. Basically, what happened was, we got to hurry this shit. I'm about to run out of time. The patient, who was in her 30s, was receiving an operation at the Tokyo Medical University Hospital in Shinjuku that involved using a laser to perform surgery. According to a report from the hospital, when the patient's intestinal gas, a fart, leaked into the space of the operation room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surgical drape and causing the fire. So basically, this bitch was getting laser surgery, cut a big old stank fart, and then lit the freaking room on fire. Now that must have been like, I don't know what you eating over there in Tokyo, but whatever you eating is not doing your insides any good if it sets a laser aflame to such a point that it ends up burning up the room. Apparently, they determined the equipment used in the operation was functioning normally, so that was basically, they're saying that fart was so powerful, it was going to take us down no matter what. Hopefully this person's okay and didn't get burned up too much, but really be glad that you ain't getting surgery, accidentally cut a fart, because they put you under anesthesia. You can't control your farts. If you're under anesthesia, that fart's just going to come right on out. And, that's what happens. Ooh. And you know what else happens? That's done it for the Hollywood Hick today, y'all. I can't believe it's over already. I was going to tell y'all a couple other things. We're going to have to save them for next time, next Tuesday. Ooh, election day. Election's coming. So, I will give you my commentary on Tuesday about what I think should or should not happen at this election, and all of those kind of things. But that does it for me, y'all. Y'all been listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And follow me on the Twitters at the HWedHick. facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I am going to that place I go to every day, y'all. Everybody be good and stay out of trouble. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh, bye. Boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg now. Sing a leg, sing a leg, sing a leg, sing a leg, wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing. When you sing, toot-a-lamb, 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 toot. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo. Mm-hmm.